man caves or whatever it is. All right, what do we got? Yeah, I just saw the replay. I don't have anything official on it, but it didn't look good. Same thing. He's in a sling right now. That's all I got. And so, I didn't hear the rest of it. So I meet with him after this. So.
What happened with Todd? In
the Todd hurt his ankle. So, he just said he felt like his. I think it's the ankle on the same side as the elbow. So he was kind of a one arm, one leg man. So.
How were you able to get the run game going there in the second half, especially?
You know, I thought we wore them down a little bit. You know, I think with our tempo, you know, we that one drive we had four runs for 70 and a touch. You know, I think you could see the effects of us, you know, kind of the cumulative effects of it. And I thought all three running backs ran really hard today. You know, there wasn't a lot of dancing going on right there. I thought they hit the hole. I thought we blocked it really well. I thought Brent Selleck did a really, really good job of blocking, you know, and to what we ended up with offensive line-wise. I thought those guys really hung in there and did a really good job. No, I mean, anybody, it's four plays, 70 yards. We're getting 10, 12 yards of whack. So, I mean, it wasn't designed that way, but we were, you know, we had a couple really big runs and they just converted. So, I thought Mark did a really good job. You know, the one interception, I think it hit Huff in the hands, was tipped. And the other one, I think Riley got spun around. But, you know, besides that, I thought he had a really good command of what we're doing. You know, since day one here, you know what type of professional he is. He's in early. He takes copious notes. I mean, he's a real professional. And I said since day one, you better have two quarterbacks in this league. And we were fortunate that, you know, when Nick did go down, that we could bring Mark in. And I don't think we missed a beat offensively. So. I didn't even hear you. Where are you? Yeah, you know, that's what we felt all along, and that was the reason, you know, we re-signed Jeremy. I think he's an explosive player. I was really excited before he got injured in terms of how he would fit and what he would do on offense, and just was running big, deep for us, and we had some really good shots at him, and then made a huge catch. You know, I think he's made some real good sideline catches and clutch catches for us, you know, during the course of the year, but I think that's what we're coming to expect out of Jeremy.
Jeff.
Yeah, I just thought it was close and we could get a first down, so. Yeah, he did.
But Andre Johnson, pretty quiet. I mean,
I don't think we were trying to take one away more than the other. But you know, I think DeAndre is one of those real up and coming receivers in this league. We were really excited. You know, he was a kid a year ago that you really got excited about when you saw him at the combine and coming out in the draft, and it didn't surprise me. I think he's one of the real good young receivers in this league. So. Yeah, I thought Kerry had a really good job. You know, that one series coming down our sideline, we had two real big pass breakups. I thought Kerry played really well today. I couldn't tell you exactly on some of the things where DeAndre looked a couple times. We missed him. He was running shallow crossers, and I don't know who had him, but he looked like he was running clean. So I'd have to look at the tape before I can give you that answer.
The last drive, used up 8 minutes. They just scored three points.
Mm-hmm.
That
was huge, you know, and that we talked about, you know, when you're a good football team, you got to be a good 4 minute football team, and I thought we did a great job of not only taking a lot of time off the clock, but coming away with a touchdown to make it a 2-score game. So, you know, I really didn't want to settle for a field goal in that situation, you know, because then it would have just been 6 points, and obviously, if you can get it extended to 10, it was big. But I thought that whole drive just kind of told you a little bit about how we're coming together a little bit offensively, and I think it bodes well for the future.
Nick had another quarterback comes in cold like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the first play call I called, he banged a post. So, no, I mean, it just depends on who it is. You know, I mean, I could say yes.